All right, let's wind this puppy up. 5, 4, 3.
It's episode 287, and we've got plugins for publishing to LinkedIn, anti-spam tools, auto-deleting users, image insertion, and a new plugin to enhance your admin posts view. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from my trip through the Plague Lands. I'm John Overall.
And from Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, it was a really lovely Christmas up around here. It seemed everyone in the house got sick one by one, and I was the last man to fall. I spent a couple of days, about a day in the couch, you know, suffering. But we're all back, which is one of the reasons why the show is up late this week. Being sick kind of puts a dampener on getting anything done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But I hope everyone out there had themselves a Merry Christmas, and we're heading for a Happy New Year's. And we've got a great show for you. But, of course, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsAtoZ.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio. Hit the little thumbs up button for us or leaving a review on their website, where we'll start digging out the reviews from their websites that I finally found. And also, if you listen to us on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your time leaving us a review there.
Yeah, that does help us out in terms of the charts and the rankings in iTunes. And if you could just take a couple of minutes, that would really, really help out in terms of leaving us a nice review. We will read it on the show. If you have somebody that you'd like to put a link in that review as well, we'll not only read it on the show, but also put it in the show notes. You get a little link love in return.
Absolutely. And we are an authoritative website, so keep that in mind, folks. All right, and of course, the usual bits of self-promotion, although not too much self-promotion for me these days. It seems I have more than enough work to keep me busy right now, but promoting the job board up at the WPSupport.ca website, which is a component of the WPPluginsAtoZ.com site. Check it out. It's a really great opportunity for folks. I'm hoping to grow it in the coming new year.
Excellent. And I just want to remind everybody out there that the 15th of January, I will be speaking at Affiliate Summit in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you're attending, I would love for you to go to my session. Let me know ahead of time, and maybe we can have a little meetup. I know that there's a couple prominent WordPress people that will be in attendance as well. And you never know. We might be able to maybe get a blackjack table amongst us. Who knows? But check it out at affiliatesummit.com. And if you want to see my session, I'm talking about how affiliates can use membership sites to curate extra money and profit. So that's a really good session that hopefully I'll be recording and also putting out on YouTube and some of the other channels as well. So check it out at affiliatesummit.com.
That sounds like a really great trip to do, man. Wish I could head down to Vegas, but since I've already been exposed to the plague, I'd probably survive.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to have to double up on medicine because that's usually what happens. Every time I go to Vegas, I end up getting sick. So maybe this time I'll take precaution.
Many people I talk to go down there for an event or two, and they usually end up getting sick a week or two later. So
yeah.
It's a great place to go catch the plague.
Exactly.
So, of course, this week here, this is the point where we like to thank our donors to the shows, and we like to acknowledge all of those that come in $50 or more with direct acknowledgement and their note that they submit to us. And this week here, we have another $50 from Jez at JezWeb Pty Limited, as you'll learn from his note here why I finally corrected myself. Anyway, from Jez, another great show to wrap up the year. Thank you, John and Marcus. The new 2017 WP theme looks great, eh? so much nicer as a business theme than the last few 20-year themes. This donation is coming to you on behalf of JezWeb WordPress client, MacElwain's, who manufacture and install window furnishings like blinds, shutters, curtains. P.S. the PTY Limited at the end, you're welcome to leave it off or simply say JezWeb. It's a wonderful mouthful, usually pronounced as PTY LTD, equivalent to a USA LLC. So I'll get it correct from now on, Jez.
Great. Thanks for your donation. We greatly appreciate that. And that's just kind of a reminder to everybody else that you've probably enjoyed this podcast all year long without donating, because I know that of the thousands and thousands of downloads that we get, very, 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 very few even bother to make a small contribution. So this is your guilt trip right here, right now. If you haven't donated this year, shame on you. John and I spend, a lot of time going through plugins and everything else. And as I kind of look at my own balance sheet at the end of the year, I look at it and realize that I'm not getting back what I'm putting in at all, not even close. So if you'd like this show to continue, if you'd like me to be a part of this show or John to be a part of this show and to continually evolve and improve, it's going to take a lot more than just Jeremy at JezWeb donating to keep us going through 2017. So do your part. Either contribute monthly with our Patreon at patreon.com/WPPluginsA to Z, or find another way to make a donation. But definitely, if you haven't donated yet, then it is absolutely your solemn obligation to participate in the value for value model. If you get any value from this podcast whatsoever, you owe us. You owe us a donation. So make sure that you do that.
Absolutely. And I've got more on that towards the end of the show, because we wrap up stuff on the year. And I would also like to thank our Patreon donors. We have a few of those out there that come in every month with $40 or less. And to those Patreon donors, thank you very much for your donations. And hopefully more people will use Patreon. We've tried to make it as easy as possible for you to donate. And I'm looking for other ways to help make it easier.
Great. Yeah, I mean, podcast getting 20 times what we do. And we actually do things that help your business. So come on, help us out.
Absolutely. Okay, and also we want to talk about our giveaway we had over the Christmas holidays. We did get a winner for the last giveaway from Barn2 Media, the WooCommerce product table plugin. We'll be announcing the winner probably in the next show once it's all verified. And we do have another contest that is starting up. Barn2 Media has given us another license to give away. It is for their WooCommerce Password Protected Categories plugin. A great plugin to help you password protect specific categories in your WooCommerce site with separate passwords, something you can allow to say you have a client who accesses a specific category and you just put stuff there for them. You can create a password for that, give it to that client so they can only access that stuff, or any other ways you can use it. It's a really great plugin. If you listen to the interview I did with Katie, which is still up on the website, she talks a bit about that plugin in the interview. So make sure you check that out, and also go sign up for the contest. It's only your email address and a couple of minutes of your time, and boom, you're in. And this contest is going to run till the first Friday the 13th of 2017, which is January 13th. So
nice.
We're going to run it for a couple of weeks from here.
Good. All right. Well, everybody get in your entries and you can win that plugin.
There you go. And we have more contests coming in the rest of the year as more and more developers. So, and more on that at the end of the show too.
All right.
All right, and this week, only one piece of real interesting news for me this week. I caught it this morning, so it's an imminent one. There's a PHP mailer exploit in the WordPress core just discovered, and it's a pretty severe one. You will want to make sure your WordPress is up to date to prevent it being exploited. They are working on a permanent patch for it, so be aware that it is coming. If you don't do auto updates on your WordPress websites, you'll want to make sure this update gets done as soon as it's released. It'll probably be out in the next day or two. So, very important. You can check the articles in the show note links to find out more about this exploit.
Yeah, definitely take a look at it. And because it has to do with the email portion of WordPress, that's something that you want to take a look at right away.
Oh, absolutely. Beyond a doubt. All right. So this week here, we've got a couple of listener feedback, a couple of speak pipes from listeners. And the first one is a question from Marv about a plugin. So we'll let Marv take it away.
Hey guys, longtime listener to the podcast, and I'm looking for a little help finally. I'm looking for a plugin for a home renovation client that would like to show an outline of cabinet doors and overlay different wood grains on top of the outline when a client clicks on a different wood grain choice. I thought about using a t-shirt generator type plugin just to kind of get by, but thought you guys might have other recommendations for a specific plugin that you may have seen and that way it might meet the needs. Happy holidays, and I look forward to hearing on any suggestions you might have.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Marv. We greatly appreciate listening to the show, and we really appreciate the speak pipes. We'd like to get more and more of these. But as to your specificness, I'm not sure. Do you know if there's a specific plugin for, like, cabinet doors and other things there, Marcus?
I've not seen one just for cabinet doors, but obviously there are some variants that you can create in your products. I don't know how many different ones there are, or wood grains or things like that. I'm not even sure if you're using WooCommerce or what your typical platform is for that, but I know that WooCommerce does allow you to have different sizes, colors, those kinds of variables for your products. And that may be something you want to check into, is going the WooCommerce route.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of assuming he's using WooCommerce. But if you are, and a t-shirt one that gives you the variations on t-shirts, you take that one there and maybe talk to the developers of the plugin, or hire your own developer to customize that plugin to your specific needs. That would be my recommendation for it. And this is something I'm going to see more and more of, I think, in the next coming couple of years, is people getting a plugin that's almost what they need and then hiring the developer of that plugin or someone else to develop it to their precise needs.
Yeah, sounds like a service we need to start.
Well, it would be a great service, because I see it coming. More and more I'm starting to get questions from people for, like, this plugin's almost what I want, but not quite. And that's where you need the developer of the original plugin, because they would be more apt to know how to modify it to your needs, because they've already spent the time figuring out how that plugin works instead of hiring somebody else. So you might get it at less cost that way. So anyway, that's one way to think about it, Marv. Other than that, I've not seen a specific plugin for overlays in that area.
No. And remember, too, that when you think of something like this and you've got a client that does these cabinet doors and all of that, you could always develop a plugin and then go find other people that do the same exact thing.
Market it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. If you pay to have the plugin developed, it becomes yours. So you can then market it. Make a few bucks that's off of your hard-earned money in the developing process.
Yeah, that's right. And also understand that a lot of times developers are creating something to meet a specific need of what they have. And it may not match with what your needs are, but nonetheless, you find sort of common ground, and you just need to take it that last mile. So by all means, give that a shot.
All right. And the next speak pipe we've got comes from Gary, and we'll let Gary take it away.
This is Gary down in Louisiana. I have a question. What is the best site cleanup plugin that you guys know about? There's several of them out there. I haven't found anything that stands out to me. What do you guys like? Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Gary. Site cleanup, I don't use a lot of plugins for that these days. I do a lot of it manually when I do site cleanup. But one plugin I still kind of recommend is WPDB Spring Clean. It is an older plugin, 3+ years, but it still does a pretty great job of cleaning up the database tables. But if you're looking for a massive cleanup to your site, I know I've reviewed some plugins in the past. Just go type site cleanup into the website and something should pop up. But there is a good one called WP Sweep. I haven't used it directly, but it looks like it does a great job of cleaning up all the miscellaneous crap that WordPress creates. So those are my recommendations. How about yourself, Marcus?
Yeah, I'd go with those same exact two. if you're looking for cleanup. And I assume that's what Gary's looking for, is just something to help clean up the database and make things run a little smoother.
Yeah.
Also, consider just migrating to a staging site and only importing in the posts and pages and some of the bare minimum stuff that you have already, and you're kind of you're going to kind of work into a slimmed down, faster version of the website that way. So there's a couple ways to do it. You can either go the plugin route or just you know, kind of get lean and mean and get some hosting and a stage site and import your old site into the new one little by little.
Okay. All right. It looks like we're headed off into the meat and potatoes then, eh?
All right, let's do it.
Off we go.
WordPress.
Okay. This week here, what I've got, because it's the end of the year, I thought I would wrap with three of my most used plugins. These plugins go into virtually every website I produce, almost without exception. So I thought I'd talk about them. I know I've talked about them in the past, but it's always nice to bring them back forward because they are such great plugins. So the first one I've got here this week is, of course, AntiSpambee. This is my number one plugin to install in every website I set up for WordPress. And I install it right after I install WordPress and immediately after I remove the default installed plugins of Akismet and Hello Dolly. The reason is, of course, no matter how new your domain, your website, or even if you get the site hidden down a directory or two, spammers will find you. Guaranteed. I still experiment from time to time just for fun to see how long it takes for spammers to show up on a new WordPress website by setting it up and seeing how fast I get spam comments. My record for it so far has been 3 minutes from the time I set up a WordPress website to the time a spam comment arrived. So while this plugin over Akismet, well, for starters, it really is free compared to Akismet. Plus, you don't have to hook it to a third-party service for it to work. Also, it takes less load to run on your website. And finally, it does, in my opinion, a much better job of keeping spam out of your website than any other spam plugin I've ever used. Very easy, very simple to set up, just a great functioning plugin, and it just always seems to work. And of course, being a top plugin of mine, it's a 5 Dragon rated plugin. Check it out, AntiSpambee.
Nice. All right, my first plugin is something that I've been kind of waiting all year for. It's called WP LinkedIn Auto Publish. It solves a huge problem, which I've been looking to solve for a long time. And what it does is it lets you publish posts automatically from WordPress to your personal LinkedIn profile or to a LinkedIn company page that you're an administrator of. Now, that company page is valuable because if you have clients and they have a presence on LinkedIn, you definitely want to take advantage of that. It's simple, it's lightweight, it's free. It's got a couple of options to choose what you want to share. And it also has a override on a post-by-post basis. You can uncheck the box and it won't publish to LinkedIn if you have a post that you don't want to share. Very nice plugin. Love it. Love the way that it works, and I rated this a perfect 5 out of 5.
Beautiful. So it's a LinkedIn auto-publish that actually works then, eh?
It does work, yes. I wish that this worked for groups, but it doesn't.
We still don't have one for groups yet then, okay.
Nope, not yet.
Sooner or later, LinkedIn will open up that one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. Okay, the next plugin I've got here is, of course, Gravity Forms. And everyone, pretty much, when you build a WordPress website, you need a form plugin of one sort or another. And there are a couple of other great form plugins out there that are free. While Gravity Forms is a premium plugin, you could use Contact Form 7 or Ninja Forms. Both work okay for good basic forms. They're often included in themes that you would buy, prepackaged themes. So you may look at using them from time to time. I still use them from time to time. But for the most part, it's nothing but Gravity Forms. And why Gravity Forms? Well, it is the most extensible of all the form plugins I have used. There are dozens of add-ons for Gravity Forms. There's several from the developer. There's lots from third-party developers. Tons of extensions. I even got a link here in the show notes with the notes for this of a list of over 35 add-ons that are available for Gravity Forms. The biggest problem I've ever found with Gravity Forms is getting a good layout, because it's not always the easiest layout to get set up on your website. They have sort of made it easier in the last couple of years with CSS and such. There are more and more ways to do some customizations that I see arriving for Gravity Forms, but in the whole, it's a great plugin. You can use it not only for forms, you can use it for customized registration forms on your website. You can use it for extensions in your WooCommerce platform. You can build multi-page forms for asking lots of information. You can build forms that people can stop midway through, come back to your website and finish doing. Lots and lots of things you can do with Gravity Forms. It is just such a great plugin. So all in all, as you know, this one here, another one of my faves that goes into everything. Top 5 Dragon rating for Gravity Forms.
Yeah, Gravity Forms is fun. Rocket Genius is the company that makes it. And one really good friend of mine, Jeff Mattson, does all the documentation for the plugin. And I've seen what he's made with it. Oh my gosh. It's like my jaw hits the ground when I see some of the stuff that you can do with customization. He's made it to where I've seen some of his forms where you put in different machining product specs and then it spits out a bunch of other stuff on the other end and order options and all that kind of stuff. So pretty amazing plugin.
Yeah, it's pretty extensive.
Yeah. All right, so the next one I got is called Simple Admin Columns. Now, for this, I'm talking about either the post or page listings, right? So you click on pages or posts or whatever, and comes up with that big list of everything. So what this does, Simple Admin Columns, it adds custom columns to the admin screen, and you can also create a column, which is something I like, which is the modified date, the last time that you actually modified a post. Not when you publish it, but when did you modify it. You can put other stuff in there, post thumbnail columns, anything like that. Really nice plugin, really great to have on any kind of WordPress installation where you've got a lot of posts. It's called Simple Admin Columns, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like that part about the last modified date, because that's sometimes more important than the published date.
That's right. I haven't seen that since the last time I installed Joomla.
Yeah, no kidding. The last plugin I've got here today is one that I've been using for several years, and it's unfortunately getting old, but it still works very well. It's called Faster Image Insert, and it goes into every WordPress website that I have to add any content to or do updates to or changes to. And what it does for you, while it is 4+ years old, it's still great. It doesn't seem to have any conflict or issues. And I hope somebody adopts it and updates it. If not, I may look into adopting and updating it just to get it, make sure it's still compatible, stays compatible. But what it does for you, once you install it, it creates an extra meta table in your post area that it takes the media and creates a media box down below for you. One that you can upload multiple files to and then continue to do your edits to your posts while they're uploading. And if you're like me, especially when I'm doing the show notes for the podcast, I got to upload a podcast that's like 40, 50, 60 megs. You know, it doesn't take long nowadays with high speed, but we're still talking a couple of minutes. I can upload those files, start those files uploading with all the images, go back and finish editing everything, and by the time I'm finished editing, those files are ready for me to paste or put into the post wherever they need to be. And you make all your notations in the images or the media, whatever it is, the same as you would in the media box. You just don't got to open up the media box and wait for it to finish loading to do your work. You could also go back to the media library if you forgot an image and you want to put it in later. lots of little things you can do, and it just basically saves you lots of time when uploading your images to the website. It's a really great plugin. I've been using it for years, and it's still working with the latest versions of WordPress on all the websites I work on, so it still seems to be quite stable. Just, you know, wonder about the age of it. That's about it. And I will continue to use this as long as it works, so check it out. Faster Image Insert, another 5Dragon-rated plugin.
All right. Well, I'm going to close it off with something that I just want to say use with caution. If I could actually child-proof a plugin, this would be the one. It's called Auto Delete User. And how it works is you can set a particular role or on a user-by-user basis and say, okay, say if I'm hiring a freelancer, or say, John, I hire you to come in and take a look at my site or something like that. What I can do is grant John access, but say, you know what, after 10 days, take John out of my system. You know, I don't need him to have that access after that. And that's exactly what this does.
Huh.
So it will auto-delete a user after a specific set amount of days. However, I will say, I highly recommend that if you're going to use this plugin, make some backups, because it is a new plugin and I would hate to see it kill every user based on just improper formatting of the rules or the roles or things like that. You definitely don't want to auto-delete yourself in the process. But all in all, really, really nice plugin. Rated it a 4 out of 5, but if you're going to use this, make sure that you are very careful with it. Test it on a staging site that you know will work for you, and just get to know it first, right? It's like owning a handgun. You got to kind of know the rules first before you just willy-nilly just open it up and start using it. So rated this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I could see lots of uses for it, but I do kind of – it'd be nice if they had another way of dealing with the deletion, such as by creation date or something, because sometimes you got to give it administrative rights, but you would have to create a specific role for those administrators so you don't get yourself deleted in the process of having it delete, and because that's one of the things. But yeah, it does have some possibilities. Be a great plugin to use. Just, yeah, be careful with that one. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So that's it for my plugins.
All right, well, I covered up this week Anti-SpamBee, which I gave a 5.2, Gravity Forms, which I gave a 5.2, and Faster Image Insert, which I gave a 5.2.
And I talked about WP LinkedIn Auto Publish, gave that a 5 out of 5, Simple Admin Columns, 4 out of 5, and Auto Delete User, 4 out of 5.
Okay, and sharing this little bit of commercial space here, I'd like to let others know about a great resource for WordPress e-commerce issues. You can check it out at bobwp.com, a great site for tips, useful information about WordPress or WP e-commerce, mostly WooCommerce, and it's got a great podcast and more. Check him out, bobwp.com.
Yeah, that's Bob Dunn, great friend, and somebody that's actually going to be going to Las Vegas in a couple weeks for Affiliate Summit. So thanks, Bob, for everything that you do in the WordPress community. And as I've been saying for the last couple weeks, if you have the opportunity to use your WordPress skills to help out those maybe a little tech challenged or less fortunate or whatever it happens to be, find a nonprofit. Tell them that you'll help them out for free and see what kind of return you get back. I bet it's either a very good warm feeling inside knowing that you've helped out a nonprofit organization, or you might get some business on the other end of it. Who knows? But at this time of year, it's really important to kind of give back. And if you can, help out a nonprofit with your own WordPress skills.
And who knows? If you think about it and you really want to get something tangible, ask them for a donation receipt for your time.
Sure.
That could help you too. It's a tax write-off. Year end time, everyone's thinking about those now.
Yeah, and remember, if you do a free site, you can always put your own link to your business in the footer.
That too.
And get some business that way.
There you go. Okay, I have some random bits here. What I'd like to talk a bit about, the wrap up to the year and how this show has gone for this last year since. Last year, this time, I started talking about the Kickstarter in the hopes of raising lots of funds for the show. And we only got, you know, a tenth of the way there, or a third of the way there of what we needed, but we didn't get it all the way. But yet, I still didn't let the show die. I still persevered. And with Marcus's help, we helped create a much better show this last year. I mean, it's been a pretty great year, and I'd like to thank all our listeners out there, especially the ones who have stepped up to support the show on a regular or partially regular basis with donations. We'd really like to see more donations for everyone to help the show continue to improve and continue to evolve into something better. It has shown, with the support the folks have shown at the moment, it means that by supporting Marcus and myself, your support has helped the show towards a long ways of growth. We've done some great advances this year. We've improved the sound a lot, though sometimes it drops off due to technical difficulties, but for the most part, it's been pretty stable and pretty great. There's been the creation of the WPSupport.ca website, which has started to show some viable stuff, such as our plugins listings in there. We've managed to put out at least one plugin this year created by WP Plugins, which the plugin has been downloaded a good couple of dozen times from our website, which means people are downloading and using it, which is nice. We're not really promoting it anywhere else but there or here on the show. We have a pro section, which is slowly starting to gain a little bit of traction with a couple of people signing up. And over the next year, I hope to see that pro section build out and do well. We've added interviews to the show. The interviews have been well received. I'm getting more and more contact from developers for interviews, and you'll see more of those coming. We've added things into the show, such as contests from developers donating their premium plugin licenses that we can give away. There's lots that's been improving. There's more to come. I myself have started dedicating at least one day a week to this show and to the podcast itself and the website to make improvements. This has led to an increase in show downloads and listeners over the last year. We've had a dramatic increase in listeners, and it has shown that there's a demand for this show. And with that demand, we really would like to see everyone show their appreciation for the value they receive for it by sending in donations. The biggest question, I guess, is like, if we're not making it easy enough for you to donate, what is lacking? What would make it easier for folks to donate? We're trying to find easy ways. I've got links all over the website, places to donate. We've got Patreon. We've got PayPal. Those are about the limits of it. You could give you an address. You can start sending checks to us. We'll take those too. You know, we're looking at another banner year this year. What can you expect in the coming year? Well, you can expect more exclusive content being added. I finally found a schedule that will allow me to start producing the training videos I've been promising for the last several months, and those training videos will start appearing. I'm going to be adding exclusive content to the show, content that will only be available to donors of the show that exceed a certain amount each month. I'm not certain what that's going to be yet, but it is coming. You'll start to see things such as last show out, we put up a screencast of the show, and I wanted to see how that was received. That was received fairly well, so it will continue. Not sure if it'll happen this week. This has been a rough week for planning and everything else, but it will continue. We'll get a screencast up of the show, so you'll not only be able to listen to the show, you'll be able to watch a screencast as we cover the plugins on the screen and talk about them, so you'll get a better view of what's happening. More and more of this stuff will be coming. But one of the biggest things we're going to need is you, our listeners out there, to donate to the show. $5, $10, any amount on a weekly basis would be fantastic. You know, think about it. You save 5 minutes, it's got to be worth at least $5 of your time. So that's what we're looking for, and this is what's going to be happening in the coming year. It's going to be a fantastic show, and I've got a lot that I want to do with it. I'd like to be able to extend my time to it to 2 or even 3 days a week. But for that, we definitely need a lot of support for the show.
Yeah, and, you know, I almost sometimes, I'll be honest with you, John, I'm a little disappointed sometimes in the support that we receive based on all of the downloads that are out there, thousands and thousands of downloads for every single show. And I wonder sometimes, John, would it be even more worth it to us if we just, you and I, camped out over at Fiverr and just give plug-in recommendations for $5 instead of the way that we're doing it?
You know, there's an idea I hadn't really thought about. I probably could make a few extra bucks that way.
I know. So we, you know, we take an hour at least out of our day every single week, and we've done this for years, and that's all we're asking for in return, just a few bucks to help show your appreciation. I remember I was at WordCamp Los Angeles, and somebody came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I am the hugest fan of your plugin review podcast." And my reply was, "Have you donated?" And he said, "No." And I said, "Well, what kind of fan are you?"
That's pretty much it.
So help us out. Don't be one of those guys.
Yeah. And that's all we're looking for. We're looking for some great show support. And for you guys to show us, you know, what the show really means for you over the coming year.
Right. We could be taking commercials. We could run a commercial on the show. We could be giving out promo codes. We could be doing all those other kinds of things that don't really make for a great environment of a show. And instead, we rely completely on your support. So we do appreciate everything that you can do for us, but we definitely need some more out of our audience.
Absolutely. All right. Well, that's pretty much all we got this week.
All right.
And that is the end of the year. I hope everyone has themselves a great rest of 2016 and that 2017 brings you great abundance. So happy New Year to everyone.
Yeah. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and on Twitter at Marcus Couch. Also, remember to follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh